We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, the last blat in Masechta Sedarim, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top. We had in our Mishnah that Bereshayna, the Noshim were Nemanis, they were believed to say, first of all, she could say that she was Mizana, but Ba'inis at least, Hashemayim Beini Levenecha, Natulanim Nehudim, and at the end, they changed that because they saw that she was looking to get divorced, so she made up a story. The question is like this: Amr Labayla Gerishtani, Mahu. She comes to Beis Din and she says in front of her husband that you divorced me. Where's the get? The get got lost. Do you believe her to say that she's divorced? Because the Maisa, it's a big chutzpah to say that you wrote me a get, and he says, "What are you talking about? I never wrote a get." And she says it anyway. So that's an emunah or not? That's the question in the Gemara. Amr Rav Amnuna. Tashema, let's analyze the Shaila from our Mishnah. Tashema, it says in our Mishnah, Haymeres Tamean Ilach. It said in the Reish of the Mishnah that if she says someone's ma'anis her, she's believed. And the Afilu Mishnah Achreina, the Tari Lemahemna, and even if the Mishnah Achreina says she's not believed, Hasamu de Meshakra, because there it's not 100% a raya that she's saying it, because maybe she's lying. The yod, the baal, or yodaba, because she knows the baal has no idea, so she can say whatever she wants. That's why Mishnah Achreina said that she's not Nemam, because at the end of the day, it's she can make up any story. The husband doesn't know that any better. Avagavi Gerishtani, the yodaba, but the Gavi, she says she's divorced, she got divorced, that he knows about it. The yodaba, Mehemna, maybe she believed. The chazaka in Isha, Me'iza, Panev, Ne'bailo. The chazaka, a lady will not have the chutzpah to be mazed before the baila and say something that never ever happened.
A baila that she's trying to get.
Even just trying to get divorced. Still, we know, like he says, I know, you know, what are you talking about? Making up a story. And she says it in front of Beis Din, a straight face in front of him. That's a chazaka, according to Rav Nuna, holds it's a chazaka and she is Nema.
She's trying to get remarried now.
Yeah. No, she's getting, you know, that we will talk about soon, if we get ksuba or not, but she'll get a ksuba also maybe, because once you get remarried, Ran says, it says in the Losh of the ksuba, when you get married to someone else, you get a ksuba. So if you invite Neman to get married to someone else, she will collect the ksuba, according to the Ran. So that's a Gemara already in Yevamos that says there that if you have an Eid Echad that said her husband died, she collects the ksuba. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Eid Echad's Neman Legabe.
So you're saying I gave you a get.
Right. No, you don't pay a ksuba when you give a get. You give a get, and then you collect the ksuba. That's how it works. And she's still holding her ksuba. She's not ripped up. She has her ksuba still. So therefore, we'll see. We'll talk about that a little more when we see the inil halacha. But like upon him, Rav Amnuna says, "Yenemen al tachazaka omale Rava ad Rava." I'll say the opposite. Afilu mishter reshayna dektani vehemna hasam mishum loy vidav zui nafshe. I'll tell you a svar of pikeret that. Look, even if you're the Mr. Rishayna there, that you're Neman, to say, Temei Ani Lach, you know why you're Neman? Because there, it takes a lot of courage for her to say that someone's Ma'anis her. It's embarrassing herself. Avahalcha, the Zimun Takif Lam in Gavra, but here, sometimes she's angry at her husband. He's amazed, she'll be amazed. Like Moshe was standing, she'll be amazed, she's angry at her husband over here. Of course she'll be amazed. Mashenkin, to say that someone's Ma'anis her, that's embarrassing for her. So that's what Rava argues with Rav Nuna, and Rava says, no, that you're not Neman at all. Rav Nuna says he never even for Mishnah Achreina. Rav says no, he not even Neman for Mishnah Rishayna, because here she's much easier for her to be meis. Most of Rav Mesharshia. Mesharshia is a kasha from the Mishnah that says Hashemayim beini lebeinecha. It says that she tainas that his zera is not yoyre kecheitz, and therefore they can't have children. And she's saying that this is the fact. We said that for Mishnah Rishayna, the Neman, the Mishnah Rishayna, it's Neman lechayra over there. What's embarrassing about saying that? She's not embarrassing herself, she's embarrassing her husband. Why is that embarrassing? And still, you see a Neman. She's off to the Rava. Rava says everything's totally in Bzuya Nafsha, that she's embarrassing herself. And here you see a Neman, even not embarrassing herself. Hacha, the last luck is Sufa, Vaktan Hemna. There's no embarrassment, and still she's Neman. So the Gemara answers, no, Rava holds that there it is embarrassing for her. Kesava Rava, Hasam, Kivan Dloy Sagilo, Dloy Omra, En Yeri Kechetz, since she has to explain exactly what's happening and give all the details. So then, that already is embarrassing. She would not say it. She would not. It would be hard for her to say it. Like the Ridi Ran's law. Even she tricha levara dvarel. She has to be mevara. She has to make it clear her words. She has to speak out exactly what the problem is. It is hard to say that. Have the kushti. You have amra. Al kaponim. So therefore, it's not a kasha rava, because there is a certain bzuya nafsha. But Frank the Gemara, but maybe it's a kasha l'fidu mishnah achrayna that says he's not neman. It's a kasha on Rav Nuna, because right now we're assuming that the husband also knows and realizes it's not yerik achetz. So l'chayra here it should be neman, even mishnah achrayna, because like, I get they both know he's not going to make up a story. Hashemayim, huh? I just said it like this, that Rav Nuna says that when something is a chutzpah so much that you know the husband knows about this and you still say it, that's nema. Because Rav Nuna said that the reason why Tamei Ani Lach, you're not nema l'mishnah achrayna, why it's not enough for chazakah there is because he has no idea. But get, he knows about. The Gemara is assuming right now that he knows about Yarek Chetz also. And therefore, why you're not nema shemayim b'ni l'b'necha l'maskana, even mishnah achrayna. So Hashemayim b'nei l'vnech l'mishnah achrayna to have sit to Rav Nuna speak Hashem Rav Nuna v'hachad yada he u b'al yada ba, both she and her baal know the score. V'k'tayu l'vhemna, it says she's not Naman. And my answer is because Rav Nuna hachad nami he gufa amra, she's saying like this. Nehi the bia yada, he knows about bia, but b'yara k'cheitz mi yada, he has no idea if it's yara k'cheitz, only I know that. M'shavachim v'shakra, and that's why she could lie. And that's what she could lie. But by a get, where the husband knows about it, that she will not lie. So that is Machlokes Rav Amnuna and Rava. Zokteran, that linya halacha we pass like Rav Amnuna, that a isha that says gerishtani, she's a menes, because in all of the shas we like that. And he says, since we compare it to our Mishnah, it must be you don't need a get. He says that, and not only that, you don't need a get, and you get a ksuba also. He says, since we compare it to the Mishnah, you get a ksuba also. It means she goes, she gets remarried, and she takes a ksuba. He says, why? Because in the Sefer Ksuba it says, that when you marry someone else, you're going to take what belongs to you. Like we said regarding Isha, that her husband goes to Medina Siyam, and the eight echel comes back says he dies. Halacha is allowed to get remarried, and we pass Kandir, you're like at the ksuba also. Why? Because you have this idea of, but some say not the Tosefos. Not the Tosefos. But we see from here, Lamaisa, that it's only something that the Baal knows about it. That's when is called a Me'iza. But if, right, but not Shemayim Ben Yilin Echo, Grati doesn't know. But Zokta Ran, then let's say she says that he's not having beer with me at all. Since the Baal knows about that, you'll also be Neman for that as well and take a Ksuba. Even though our mission is Shemayim Ben Yilin Echo is not Neman, if she tainas that he's separated from me, then the Lach is that she will be Neman because that's something that they both know. But if she asks directly for a ksuba, she walks in and doesn't say, I'm divorced. She says, I want a ksuba. Then it's worse. Like we had it also in Mesechta Zivama, the same thing, that if you ask for a ksuba, that shows you're going for the money, then you're not neman. Now, the Ritva argues, he has a big arichas, the Ritva, and he says, there's no way that if you say gerishtani, that you just don't need a get. It doesn't work like that. Those things that you're neman yourself, they don't need a get. That much not. All it means is that you can now you have like lechumra. If you took kedusha to someone else, you need a get from a second person. That's what he says. He says there's no way like that. He says miyuha vadek hasha tuva reading the ritva's lashon ve'en adas soy vlosoy shenahein matirim erva chamura bedibura akal mishum chazok and ishum rebarla. And therefore he argues on the whole idea. And in Shulchan Aruch, the 2 days is brought down is what's the level of nemanus? Is it neman to marry someone else or not? But the Ramah says, anyway, that the Zman Azeh, where the chutzpah is very common, the Ramah says that the whole thing is not Negeah. So no one could try that. This is a great idea. You know, if someone's Zaguna, it's a great idea. Zaguna, so walk at the best and say, yeah, he divorced me. You know, then you're free. It's a great idea. All the Aguna, you know, people have a great idea. Teretz is, no. The Ramah says it doesn't work. Oy, the reading of the Ramah's Lashon, Simon Yazayin, Eben Ezeh, Sif Beis, the Yashem, Oy, the Zman HaZed, the Nefishi Chutzpah, Pritzusa, in the Menes. El Lechurma, the Isra Chazaka, the Enemiza. There's no Chazaka anymore, and there's no Ha'aza. And therefore, even though we pass the Rav Nuna L'maisa, today, you can't use that. Look at the Gemara Vaita. Ahi Isisa, the Chol Yoyma, the Tashmish, Mikdama, Mashi Yad L'Gavra. This lady, that her minig was, that every time after Tashmish, she washed her husband's hands. And it's the Shiloh, what exactly, when to wash the hands. The Rosh says it was next morning. Rosh says, that's what the Rosh says, the Mefarish is a little different. La'achat Tashmish, she used to wash his hands. There's an Indian actually to wash hands after Tashmish, and she used to do this service. One day, Yom Echad, Asli Ma'ayla Mamasha. It makes more sense if it was in Mefarish. It's more Geshmak if it was next morning. Next morning, She wakes up and she brings water for her husband. Omalah, Hadam Mosley Havahina, we didn't have Tashma last night, why bring me water? Omalay, Im Kane, if that's the case, Chadin Nachrim, Ahulai, the Havahacha, Inna, Yantloi, Dumumahain. He says, if it wasn't you, there was someone last night, it must have been one of those Goyim who were here selling perfume, it must have been them, because someone was Mashamish with me last night, and that's why I bring you water. So it must be that someone's ma'anis her. Now, the Ran speaks out, we're talking about Eishes Karin here, because Eishes Yisrael wouldn't be a Shiloh, because she didn't do it on purpose, she thought it was a husband. But if it was Eishes Karin, she's tying that she's also. Say, oh, what should I do? You know, so someone came last night. What? It's called Aynes. Shaykh is the same thing. It has to be amazing that she was on it. Shaykh is the same thing as Aynes. She didn't know. She had no idea. That's called Aynes. The Ran speaks to that. Around the bottom, Amma says, Eish is Koyne. He said, the Eish is Shral. Kimin Shafil Fi Devarel. Shavruah Eish is Baila. Eilich Aynes God Lamazah. He says, there's no bigger Aynes than that. That's called Aynes. Amma Rav Nachman, she's not believed. Eineha Nosta Ba'acha V'lespa Meshosh Rav Amila. We tiny that she must have her eyes on someone else, making up a story, and she did a whole elaborate shtick. She brought the water, it's a whole elaborate shtick, but Lamaisa says she was a senes and Abba Akar, and therefore she is not believed. Another Maisa, similar. One morning, the lady was in a very bad mood, and she was screaming at her husband for every little thing. What's going on? Like, like, why today are you such a bad mood? The Tashvish was never so painful like last night. We didn't do anything last night. So she says to him, must have been one of those Nachrim that were here last night. One of them. And here's a bigger Chiddush, because here it's harder to. Like there, it's very possible she set up this elaborate scheme. She's going to pour water and make the thing. Here, she had no idea that it's going to come out. She was just in a bad mood. Like, she should know that that's what's going to come out, that he's going to ask the question. So maybe this is real. Still, Amar Rav Nachman, lo yisashkichem ba, we don't listen to her. She had her eyes on someone else. She's not believed, even though she had this thing. She's in a bad mood. She's not believed. Another story. Who Gabra? No. There is more of a maisa, and here it's more of like she's passive, bad mood. Still, we don't care about her. You don't care what she's doing. It's just a shtick. There was this person who was bimiyachid with a lady or a ishish in the house. Who v'insa? He and the wife all also married the beis. The husband came home. The husband came home, the gavra realized the husband's home. Parte noyef luhutza, in front of the husband, he broke the fence and va'arakin ran away. So the shayla over here is, how worry about znos? Amarava, isis asharya, she's mutter. Emisa, and this could be even from one of Eishes pastors, because here maybe it's the shayla of mezid over here. So the lacha is that the isis asharya, and isa the avad asura, if this man would have done the avad asura, ikusi av amerikas, he would have hid and then ran away. He would have hit himself first, then run away quietly. Here, ran away in front of the husband. It means he wasn't so embarrassed from the husband, and therefore, we're not choshish that he was mezana. And we'll speak out soon exactly why there are chashia znos. All it is yichud. We know there's no asar on a yichud alone, but we'll speak out the ran in a second, but after the next maisa. Ahu noyef, the ol legabe ahi insa. There's a certain noyef, he was a muxik noyef, it sounds like, that he went to miyachid with a certain wife, certain eshesh. Also, Gabra, the husband came home. Solik noyev, also v'klai bava. He took a hid. He hid around the door. He hid. Have a machten tachle tamon. There was the klai gavra, like there was like a little curtain in front of the door. He hid behind the curtain. So have a machten tachle tamon. There was these cress seeds on the floor. But taminu chivya, and a snake had tasted from it. Now, the owner of the house came home. He sees these cresses. He wanted a snack on some. And his wife didn't see him doing it either. The wife also knew that a snake had tasted from it, but the wife didn't see either. Because the wife would have seen and not said anything, then that would be a riot that there was a znus because she wants him to die. But she didn't realize, and he started taking something. So the Nayev saw this from behind the curtain. Amalehu Nayev, don't eat from it. Because a snake tasted from it. So Amar Rava, in this case, into Sasharye, the wife is mutter. Why? He would let him die. That you see, people who are mazana a lot of times come to murder as well, and therefore he would have let him die. Pshita versus Pashut. So what's of course, obviously, if he stopped him from eating it, it looks like he's innocent. Maybe really doing the iser. Maybe really he was mazana, but maybe he wants the husband not to die. That to have insi loyik, so the wife should be on him. Mayim genuvim yamtiku. The mayim, let me read the pasuk right with the right. Mayim genuvim yamtaku v'lechem starim yinam, which means that mayim genuvim, stolen water, is much sweeter, and hidden bread is much much better. So maybe he would want her to be alive to make him more gishma. Kamash v'lo no, kamash v'lo as not. So let's speak out a few pshat related in yonim here. First of all, we'll speak out Taisvis, which explains that why is Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku? So he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Nito Tambia, I was given to Oyre Aveir. Oyre Aveir have a bigger Tambia than a regular person, and that was happened in the Anshe Knesset Agadayla. Another thing he says, that what's Pshat Taka, that we don't say that he wants him to be alive, to have Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. So why Taka now? What's the Kamash Milan? Zok Taisvis, the Kamash Milan is that he doesn't chap. A Baal Aveira doesn't chap. The reason why it's so good is because it's Aveira. When a guy has a tie with something, he thinks it's so good because it's so good. It's not true. It's only good because Mayim Genuvim. And once the guy dies, it's not going to be good. But he doesn't chap that. He wants him to die because the oldest is Gevaldik. And therefore, he doesn't realize that. And that's why if he would be an Isser, he'd want him to die. Now, the Ran also deals with what's the Havamina here? Because they're Miyachid, that she should be Asr. Since when is Yichud Asr? So the Ran says, you're right. There's no, really, it wouldn't be Isr. But he says there's a epis about Nefesh Vart. He says like this, that it will be Asr. He says, without these reasons that we said, that it's a Raya, that he was not Mazana. The first reason was he would have ran away. Second reason was he would have let him die. If not for those reasons, then a Baal Nefesh would have a reason to be Lachosh La'atzma Gidas Le'Shemayim. It means if he sees his wife being Miyach in such a way, then there'd be an Indian talking to the divorcer. It's an unbelievable thing the Ran's saying. Lachosh La'atzma. Other Shem say other truths from here. He was talking about there was a Kinu Vestira, and therefore there's a reason to be Asr, and only because there's Raya not. But Al-Kapadim, that's a big Tomal Rishonim if there'll be Asr. Now, also, I like to speak out. Usually, Masechta ends off with a good thing. A lot of times, I'll bring down like Shalom Rav Lahavatar Masechta just to end off. How is this a good thing ending off the Masechta? It's possible. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. So maybe you can say the Pshat is because the Chasam Sofer teaches that other Mefarshim teaches that just like by Avera Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, the same thing is with Ruchnius, even more Ruchnius. If someone has a hard time learning the Dharam or Kachim or Tyrus and he learns it, it's much sweeter. And if he gets that, it's much sweeter. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, it's much sweeter when you learn, you work hard on the thing. It's Mayim Genuvim, you steal some time to learn Gemara, you steal some time, it's much sweeter. And that's Taka, ends off with a good thing, Masechta Zadarim. And we'll end off with the Ran's Tefillah. The Ran here has a Tefillah here in the bold letters. Elekim Mishamayim Yorin Inim B'Tayrasai, that Hashem should open up our eyes, light up our eyes with Torah. Ka'ora Chama Shavasayim, like seven times the light of the sun. Vizkenu Lirois Bevinim Shalayim, Amen. Hadron Aloch Be'elu Nadarim, Blineda, Uslikalam Masechta Zadarim, and Hadron Aloch Masechta Zadarim.